And here we go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Tan Ridge Podcast. Me and Seth here tonight. Had to move the show to Friday. So for those that really keep up with us and are probably wondering, what the hell, guys? You didn't say anything about the episode not dropping Wednesday. We apologize off the rip. It's been a crazy week. Seth, you can contest to that.
Yeah, it's been a rough week. Pretty much anything that can happen did happen. I had two storms come through back to back. It did pretty significant damage in the city of Charlotte. I saw a lot of it riding around for work. I think I stopped counting after this because it just got really depressing. It was at least seven houses that had trees falling through them.
And that's what does, I mean,
and
all the damage.
Yeah, it's not limbs. It's like full trees uprooted. Like everything is uprooting. And it's blowing my mind. And I don't know if you're having the same issue with uprooting as we are here in Charlotte, but it's just crazy it's happening, like, at the rate that it's happening.
I mean, not to be like some old guys that we are and talk about the weather, but isn't it kind of weird? Like, I don't remember growing up having storms like this where it was just so common that a tree would be knocked down on somebody's house, or, like, I don't know, maybe it's just we're adults now. We actually, those kind of things we pay attention to now.
Dude, I mean, I think I would notice it. I mean, it just feels like it's happening a lot more everywhere. And it's not necessarily like new homes or anything like that, but it's just random how it's chosen. It really is.
Yeah, and it stormed here pretty hard too. And I know there was a couple of tornadoes. I don't think they were like on the ground for a long period of time, but the like flash flooding and stuff, like just going down in my area where there's several creeks, you know, around the area, and just seeing people's driveways completely washed out, or the creek over the road a little bit. And then there's like all kinds of trash from the creek getting, you know, the water flow, just throwing it out in the street, like sticks and rocks and all that shit. And then, wind, knocking, you know, trees over and whatnot. Because, I'm the house I'm living in, we've been here for, I guess, 6 years now. And I've had one, two, three trees in my yard fall down because of storms. One of them was kind of in a bad shape, and I knew it was going to happen. But the other one's not so much. But it's just like, damn, man.
It's one of those things where and you don't think, when you're a kid, you're not thinking about this stuff, but like you look at it a little bit more differently when it's your stuff on the line, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also like I said, I was like, I stopped counting at seven because it got depressing. It got really sad because it's just, you know, everything that these people are going to have to go through. They're going to have to get the tree cut. You're going to have to get the roof inspected. You're going to, you know, they may have to remodel the whole house. The foundation may have got, you know, you never really know until they get to looking at it. And I don't know, man, it just sucks. It sucks a lot. But, and also on top of the storms we had come through and all that craziness, our AC went out.
Yeah.
And so having to deal with, and, you know, just being stressed out about that, you're like, okay, great. That's another thing that we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
Luckily, let's see, it went out on Wednesday, technically Tuesday night, but Wednesday.
Dang. Right before the summer.
Yeah, right. But we were able to get someone out today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And they were able to repair it. But, and I'll say this, anybody that's had a home warranty, you know, some are, they're some are good, some are bad. You know, you hear horror stories about, you know, from both standpoints.
Yeah.
It's really benefited us. We had washer issues. They took care of it. We got a brand new washer. Now we had to go through some shit to get it, but we got it, you know?
Yeah.
And so having that done, the AC unit's 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to go out at any moment. And so having that kind of in our back pocket, like we're even talking about renewing it again once our 5 years are up.
Yeah.
Just because. Oh,
just
in
case.
Yeah. That's, we're going to have to replace that. And I think the furnace is like 70. It's like super old. But like, I mean, you were here for 4 days. The house never got, you know, nothing was ever wrong with the house. It was comfortable the whole time. Well, it was for me. I don't know. Y'all
you had it on like 60 degrees for, and I was like good until like maybe Sunday where I wasn't drinking all day. And I was like,
cold outside kind of.
Cause it's time to go home. And I'm like, wait a second. It's a little chilly in here.
I keep a cold house, man. I will always keep a cold house.
And then Lindsay got there and she was like, what in the, why does it feel like a refrigerator in here?
Oh, dude, it's, I love it. That I love it.
Not my impression of Lindsay by no means. So anybody listening, that's not how.
It's what you had at the moment. I'm not going to knock you for it. But like, I've also spoiled myself in this because I went and bought like an emergency window unit. I will highly suggest to anybody, if you have an AC unit, and you don't, you know, just in case, go buy you an emergency window AC unit. Don't get a big one. Get one you can put in your bedroom and close the door. That way at night you can go to sleep and you're not sweating your ass off.
Okay.
We spent like $300 for one.
Okay.
And if the AC goes out, guess what? I just throw it in the window. It's small enough to where I don't have to put any supports in it, but it's also big enough to where it cools off my bedroom.
Okay.
So that was, I'm glad we have that. Another thing that saved our ass was we have an attic fan. This is another thing that's new to me and it's foreign to me since I moved to Charlotte.
Attic fan.
Yeah. This is cool, but it's also like I wish we had these in Nashville.
Okay.
So it's just a giant fan in your ceiling. Imagine almost like a warehouse fan in your ceiling.
Just keeps it cool.
What you do is you open up windows and it just pulls air through the whole house. So you have a constant breeze going through the house. So let's say it's 80 degrees outside. You could probably keep your house at 75 with a breeze.
Okay.
So you're not.
Yeah, that would feel good, I guess.
Yeah, by no means is it air conditioning. But it's not. I'm not sweating my balls off either. So it's a plus, but it's not like I can live in it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be miserable. It's really nice in the mornings when it's really cool. And it's like those mornings when you wake up from camping, you're just drinking a cup of coffee with a cold breeze. It's very nice. But, that you know.
Sounds good. It might. We don't have it. Well, our attic's kind of detached from the main house, so that wouldn't work here. It's weird. Right. It's like in our garage carport thing. I've never seen a house set up like that, but it's cool, though.
We looked at three houses that had this, and every time I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
The real estate agent was like, never in my life have I seen one of these. So, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was really, I think it's really neat. Lindsay doesn't like it as much as I do, but I am red barn a lot. There we go. That's better. But yeah, so we survived. AC's working great. Everybody's happy. The week is over. Thank God.
Yeah.
And also, coming back from being off for over a week and trying to go to work, it didn't help anything at all.
Yeah. I know how that is. Especially like for me, when you get into like busy season, I don't know if y'all have like for what you do is like, if that matters, since what you do is kind of year round anyways.
Yeah, I guess you could say busy seasons during like the summer.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily.
So like for me, a reason why I mentioned that is for me, you know, having a lot of, you know, being over a lot of events that our radio stations do, it's, you know, when we did the Charlotte trip and then it came back and it's like, all right, now we're in busy season. So it's kind of like, all right, time Buckle to get down. In the gear.
Yeah.
And now we're in the thick of it. Well, we're kind of halfway through it, more than halfway through it. So once we get to like the end of the month, I'll be feeling good. I'll get to Memorial Day, and I'll be probably all right.
Dude, I will say one thing that has really just peace of mind. Like if I'm stressed out, I'll go. There's a golf course right up from my job, and it's 9 holes. It's a par 3, par 4 course, so it's kind of mixed, but it's evenly mixed. Like there's more par threes than par fours, but I think there's only one more.
Do you just go irons all through the course?
I can go irons. I can go hybrids. And sometimes I'll pull my, like if I'm not hitting it very far right now, so I'll pull my driver out if I'm just messing around. But you can let the big dog eat.
See, man, we need to get Kenny in on this kind of fun.
Oh, dude, I'm massaging them. You can't force them. You got to massage them. And I got my certification in massaging them. I'm sending them stuff.
I can't wait for the day.
I know he's not going to listen to this, so I can say this. I baited him the other day. I sent him a video of a guy I follow on YouTube. I just started following him on Instagram, and I haven't listened to his podcast yet, but he has one, and I'm going to start listening to it. And I can't think of his name right now, so don't kill me.
Awesome plug.
Yeah, it's great. I'm sure he'll be very angry with me.
He'll send us a...
Stop it.
A mean email.
Yes, strongly worded. And he just kind of described like why you should play golf is to have fun. It's not... you're not professional. And if you play golf for any other reason to have fun, then why are you even playing? And and I kind of sent it to Kenny just because I was like, this guy's really cool. And he's like, Kenny was like, that guy, you know, was like, I like that. He's got the right idea. I can get into that. And then I was like, okay, cool. He found that guy interesting. Because if you send Kenny something and he doesn't reply back to it and he just kind of laughs at it, that's what he did. But if he writes you something back, it's something he found interesting.
Yeah.
And so I figured that, I was like, okay, cool. So I'm going to send him a video of a golf course in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, I go, if you want me to go to Hawaii, golf is a good way to do it.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, all right, I'm in.
Man.
Just got to massage them. So, like, I won't say anything for like.
You're going to have me looking up golf courses in Hawaii.
Dude, I'll send you a video
tonight.
I'll send you a video of this guy on YouTube. It's really cool. Like,
he's in Hawaii. Like,
well, he did a series. Or he just
so happened to play.
Okay. No, he did a whole series where he went to different golf courses in Hawaii. And he's really cool. I can't wait he doesn't just go to like high end courses. Like, he's the guy. Yeah. He's like, I want to show you the municipal courses in the area too. Because I bet they're
still fire just because it's Hawaii and dude, every backdrop you have is going to be nice.
One of the golf courses they used to shoot scenes for Jurassic Park on.
Yeah, there's a lot of that there. Because when we went to Hawaii, God, I guess it's been 10 years now, more probably 12 years now. It's amazing how much like their parks and their different like more wildlife areas, I guess you would say, or undeveloped areas they have used for movies.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you the video in our Big Ten and Rich chat. And I'll be like, hey, Rich, this is the video I was talking about. And it'll be a different video than I sent Kenny of that guy at a golf course in Hawaii.
So you can keep that thing going. Yeah.
Got to keep that hook in him.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
See?
Psychology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But also what's fun about this, because it kind of feeds, like I've got the bug pretty bad right now and I'm just going to kind of ride it until I slow down. But I mean, I found a 9-hole golf course that's fun to play for $14 with a card.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like. I'm not breaking the bank here.
And it's and it don't take up a lot of time to do.
Dude, I can play a short course. I can play those nine holes when it's like if it's empty. I can play it in an hour. Two ball. When there's people, an hour and 45.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
By the way, there's a course in, I want to say it's right outside Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
That's up in the, like, up in, like, you're basically playing golf on top of, like, Lookout Mountain.
You know the name of it?
It is, I have to look it up in my email because they're trying to do some stuff with us at work. Because, you know, we're not that far away. A lot of people go to and from.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to find it up.
I was surprised.
It's a resort that has, they have a mini course. So I think it's like only a six-hole course. And then they have a regular, like, immaculate course that, like, you're driving. And off to your left is, like, cliffs. And, like, you're up elevated into, like, the Smoky Mountains or whatever. Lookout Mountain, they're all the same Appalachian mountain chain, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm gonna find it. It's like it might even be in Georgia. Like once you pass Chattanooga, so if we were to like say, hey, why don't we meet there? It's like almost identical of a drive for me and
is it and Kenny and you. McLemore.
MC? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, it's the first thing that popped up when you Google Chattanooga golf course.
Yeah, I'm about to double check, but that sounds
pretty.
Yeah, and like
this is pretty.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And they have a resort that's got like, you know, all the amenities that you would want.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in Georgia, ain't it?
Yeah.
But it's like off. What is it? Off of.
It's got to be off of, what do you take to get there, 24? No.
It's on the other side. Like, you get to 24 when you get to Chattanooga, and then
yeah,
you can take 59 or 75. 75 goes to Atlanta. 59, I think, goes more towards Alabama. But
I hope everybody listening knows their interstates, because this is very Nashville talk right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that if you didn't know your interstates, that that they're in order. I don't know if a lot of people know that they actually are in order.
All right, let's learn us something here, Richard.
Do you know about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You didn't know that they're like laterally and I guess longitude and latitude, they're all done and they're numbered that way. So like Highway 1 or Interstate 1 is going north and south. Or is it 5? It's either 1 or 5.
Okay.
It goes north and south all through California. 95 goes north and south all the way through Florida up the East Coast. And okay. In between, you have, I think they go by fives for the most part. So you got 85, you have 65, or you have 75, you have 65. So all the fives, everything that ends in five is going north and south for the most part.
Right.
It could be northeast or southeast or
yeah,
whatever. And then all the even numbers, so like 10, I-10 goes mm-hmm. through like New Orleans and around the Gulf. I-20 goes through Atlanta and goes towards Texas.
No
and
idea.
And then I-40 we're familiar with because it goes through,
yeah,
it goes from North Carolina all the way to California.
Right.
And so
No clue. And like the thing about it is I'm sure at some point somebody told me this and I was like, okay. And just was like, I'm never going to use this information. What am I doing?
I don't know why it's beneficial, but it's just cool to know, I guess.
It is one of those random, like,
so all the major interstates that end with a zero are going east and west.
Yeah.
And from the lower end of the number, the more south it is, the higher number, like 90, is going through, like, Michigan and into Chicago, is north.
Yeah.
And so anything that's with a five, the lower the number is west, and it goes east to 95. All the way to the East Coast.
That's crazy.
And there's some in between, like smaller ones that are like 81, for an example, goes across like the Virginia, Tennessee, but it's only like for like probably like 100 miles. So all the major ones are like that. Anyways, back to golf.
Dude, that's crazy. But yeah, no, like I have that one, and if I want to practice my shorter irons, there's this it's an absolute just beat up old golf course. But like I think the longest club you'll use on it is like a 7 iron. And yeah, it's just fun. You're hitting off mats. You're not taking anything seriously at all. Like when I played, I was just trying to hit it on the green, so I didn't even bring my putter with me.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was fun to do. It wasn't very expensive either. You walk it and you just kind of hang out and go at your own pace. That one, that one's actually 18 holes.
Okay. So that one
takes, it still doesn't take you a very long time, but you know, it's 18 holes of a short course where you're getting to play a bunch of small irons. So it's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah. And by the way, I can confirm that it is the McLemore Resort, the Cloudland at McLemore.
Yep, that's what I'm looking
at
right now.
Which is in Rising Fawn, Georgia, which is basically northwestern Georgia, about 30 minutes from Chattanooga in the mountains. And I bet if we were to Charlotte's not that far. You could take... And I bet it's like even amount of time for us to drive there from Nashville for me and Kenny and for you.
Oh, probably for sure.
But yeah, you're basically, golf community located atop Lookout Mountain, Georgia.
We still got a while before we can get Kenny into this though. But yeah. I think showing him stuff like this will open him up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. But no,
did not expect to get into golf talk this episode. We kind of knew we were winging it, but yeah.
It all started by just going to the range and just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So
I haven't played or hit in a while, so I'm probably very terrible. I think Top Golf about maybe a year ago was about the last time I swung a club.
Yeah, go to the range. Different. Go to the range. Find a small course that's super cheap.
I'll be at one next week. I may say, hey, I'm taking a break. I'm just going to go hit a few.
Just see how it is. See if you still got it. Throw the pitching wedge in the trunk. See if you still got it.
I feel like, you know, when we were playing and starting to I feel like when we went with Ro, he really helped me straighten my driving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got kind of good at it. And then I stopped playing.
You got really good. You got really good at the longer shots.
Yeah.
Everything 330 and in, you were saying good is different than, like, if I say you're okay at it, to the normal person, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was bad at it because I wasn't as long as you were. You were okay because we knew guys who were longer and more accurate.
Yeah.
Now, where everything would, where it kind of flip flop for us is everything 150 in, I was probably better. I wasn't good by any means. I was just better.
But what would always kill me is that last,
the chip and putt is where
the chipping and the putting is all right. I mean, but the getting, like, if I'm in within, say, 50 yards of the hole, like, it's a crapshoot for me.
Yeah.
I'll either just launch it over with a pitching wedge, launch it over the green, or mm-hmm. I'll, like, hit it right in front of, so it's still not able to putt.
But that's the other thing, like, you needed to
work on. That's the hardest part, really.
You needed to work on what 99% of the people that play golf need to work on. And that's why I stopped going to the driving range and I go play, is because I can pay for a basket of balls and never chip, or I can go play half a round and get some chipping in to see, to kind of work on and see what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. And some people use the practice green for that. I've kind of gotten into that a little bit too. The last few times I went to a range, is just go over to the practice green and start chipping and putting.
I'll say this: the driving range I go to has a really good chipping area. The golf course I have has a really good sand trap area, but mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't want to go. I want to go work on my, I need to work on my driver. Cause if I can't get out of the tee box, I'm just, I can't play golf. And that's where my problem is right now, is getting out of the tee box.
Yeah.
So, and my putting's always been okay. So I'm never really super stressed about that. If I two putt, I'm happy. I'm not trying to hit 50 footers or anything like that.
I'm just trying to imagine Kenny. Oh,
he's, dude, I can't wait.
I'm trying super, to putt.
this is where Kenny is going to be good, because it's muscle memory. It's same swing every time. Yeah. It's very uniform in what you have to do. That's what he's going to be into. What's going to kill him is he's not used to things you don't notice while your ball did that.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel like it was a good shot. It can sound like it was a good shot, but why is it going left at the end? Well, it's because you opened your club head up. It's either because you turned your wrist or did this with your feet, or did, you know, it could be one of 100 things. And not knowing what you're doing wrong is one of the worst feelings in golf.
Yeah.
When you know then you're just
frustrated, because you're like, you feel like you're doing good and you're making one little mistake that you don't realize.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And so it's just one of those things where he'll get into that. Now, whether it's obsess or get into, that's going to be on him. Now, like, I've already started pricing. I'll tell you right now, I've already been looking at travel bags, because if he gets into it when I come to Nashville, we can go run and sneak. We can get a round in real quick and go play. So it's one of those things where I'd like to get the, you know, I think it would be fun to get the guys together, go out and play, especially if we go play Riverside. We're not going to break the bank playing Riverside.
No.
Have you played fun
Riverside lately?
I played it before I left, not here lately.
Oh, okay. I just went a little downhill.
Well, when new owners took over, they put a lot of money into it, but it wouldn't surprise me that they're getting ready to get rid of it.
I keep hearing Two Rivers is the best public course in,
well, see,
our side of town.
Two Rivers is a municipal course. It's weird that, because it's ran by the city. Yeah. So, and it's amazing. It's one of the best golf courses there. And what's the other municipal that I like that's very well? It's ran very well.
Oh, the other one McCabe. I hear is, McCabe.
McCabe. Like, those, if you're going to go to Nashville and you want to play Nashville courses, those two are
free, cheap, pretty, cheap, pretty, like, yeah.
Cheap, busy because they're good, not busy because they're cheap. But, I like playing Riverside because it's the course I learned on.
Yeah.
It's wide open. You can have fun.
It is a fun beginner course.
It's not stressful. There's a lot of goose shit. And, you know, if sometimes it goes downhill, you catch it during rainy season, you're probably going to have a halfway decent fairway. If you catch it during dry season, you may be hitting off a rock. It's just one of those courses. And they just pump people through it. So it's going to be, the upkeep on it's going to be hard. But I liked it a lot.
And that's Talk with Big Ten and Rich.
It's my home course, so I'm going to love it.
Yeah, it is. It's the Barrio course.
I mean, I would be sitting at home and I would get a phone call from Ro or my dad going, hey, meet me there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Done.
You know what course we, Hermitage was one of my favorite ones that we actually played on.
Hermitage is
hard,
awesome,
though.
It's very hard, but it's an amazing course.
It's nice for a public course, too.
Oh, there's another gym in Nashville. You need to remember, it was $12 to hit on their driving range, and you could hit as many balls as you wanted.
Yeah.
That was a steal in Nashville. Here, it's a steal here, too, considering I pay $14 for a large basket, you know, I pay 12 and I could hit the same amount in a large basket. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, that's why Hermitage was good for a bunch of reasons. And that was one of them.
Yeah.
What's the one golf course you learned on? What was it?
When I was at Ball State taking college credit for golf, just as an elective, and it was one of the funnest electives I've ever had. That was out at Long Hollow.
That's a good course.
Yeah.
That's a fun course. It's real narrow. Real narrow. There's some tough stuff out there. But yeah. I like it a lot, and they take care of it. That's the other part, is just finding golf courses that are taken care of. Like, I started...
Well, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed. I started looking at golf courses in Nashville again, because I'm like, I can go play with my friends.
Yeah. I'll be down next time you're in.
We'll talk more about it off air.
Yeah. Another one that is 12 stones. Me and Raymond, my cousin, used to go.
You know who told Raymond? It's
tough.
You know who told Raymond about 12 stones?
That's you.
This guy.
Yeah.
Because it got bought and it was $20 to play 18 and it was a country club course.
Yeah. Now, it was hard though.
Hard as hell. But every Saturday I had to stand in 7 o'clock tee time. I'd either play with my dad, with Roe, or with whoever, and yeah. I'd go out there. I tore it up. The only problem with it is
did
it
we all three go one time?
We played a foursome one time.
Oh, it was Roe, yeah, I remember. Yeah. And Roe was killing it. We were terrible.
Maybe a couple times.
Yeah.
And, but...
Because I remember Roe was like, I gotta wear some long sleeves so they don't see all my tats.
Yeah. But like,
might get kicked out of here.
What I found out about that place is that it's a money pit. Like everybody that's ever took it over, they're just like, there's not enough water to keep all the greens green. Everything gets burnt up, but it's a fun course.
Yeah.
Fun course. Another course that I found out went downhill that I liked a lot. It's in Greenbrier. It's called Through the Greens.
Oh really?
It was an amazing course. It was super challenging, a lot of uphill stuff, but it got, let go. It just wasn't making money like it was supposed to. When I looked it up, it actually changed names. I can't remember the name of it now, but it seems to be doing better. It seems to be back. And it's nice. It's the first course in Nashville that I knew that had the GPS golf carts. So you always knew how far away you were.
Yeah,
from the pin constantly. I mean, and it was absolutely beautiful course.
Yeah, we at the station done some out at some. We're actually the one that we're doing next Friday is at Greystone, which is an amazing course, but it's really hard.
Very hard.
But it's one of the better. I mean, they've had like PGA, like women's and some of their. What's the older league for the, was it Legends?
Champions.
Champions were the, like, senior.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of those tournaments out there. And those people are great. Their clubhouse isn't all that, but their course is awesome. And then what was one we did recently? But anyways, that's probably enough golf talk.
I was going to throw, what course was I going to throw out there? I can't remember it now. Never mind. I had one more in my head and I just forgot it. I completely forgot the name of it because I was listening to you. Oh, well, yeah. That's been golf.
Yeah. So, being able to catch up on some X-Men 97, and I know you are up to, except for I did watch last night's episode or Wednesday's episode last night. So we won't go that far, but what a damn series, man. Like Marvel hasn't really had any hits lately, and this is just killing it.
Well, it sucks because it's a cartoon and you're just like this. We're really going to do this. I mean, but I'm happy because, I mean, it's a cartoon we grew up with. So that makes it fun. And I'll just step out on a limb and say, this is way better than any cartoon we ever watched.
Yeah, I mean, the X-Men back then I thought were good. Yeah. And that's why I was such a big fan. This is like next level.
Dude,
I mean,
it's fun again to watch these shows.
And it's very like by the comic type,
right,
which I know Kenny's a big component of, and it's just good, man. I think the one thing that is kind of good about X-Men is like it's not like a happy ending after everything. And I think that's what works so much for Avengers with Endgame and Infinity Wars. It's that not every story in this comic world is a happy ending. Like, it gets grimy.
It doesn't need to be. And that's, it's based off the storyline House of M. So
yeah, I wanna,
now it makes me want to go back and read that series. Cause I never thought, Mr. Sinister was all that serious of a bad guy.
Yeah. But
this dude was like,
thought he was one of the top villains.
He is. Like, I'm sitting here watching this and goes, obviously I was wrong about this thought. Like, this is completely, but I get maybe because I got so wrapped up in Magneto and everything, and I stopped like really getting into comics before you guys did. And so that's where I'm kind of like, I'm playing catch up to a sense.
I gotcha.
But I'm just like, it's really good TV to watch. And we haven't had that in a while, especially with the superheroes. And it kind of makes me want to go, give us more television. Give us more superhero TV shows. But
I'm fine with it being a cartoon too. If they want to do other series, if they can do it this good, then I'm fine with it.
Exactly. And I'm just kind of like, don't overthink it. Stick to the script. Just make it good. Like, take your time with it. Don't rush it out. She-Hulk was good for what it was. But
it was almost slapstick-like.
If you took a little bit more time with it, maybe it could have been better.
Maybe.
Like, Moon Knight was very good, but everything that followed Moon Knight was kind of a fall off of what it should have been, I guess you could say. But
they had some very disappointing, like, Secret Invasion was very disappointing.
Terrible.
I wouldn't say disappointing I can't think of who. This is bad. I can't think of the guy that took over for Captain America.
Oh, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Falcon
and Winter Soldier was kind of eh.
Dude, this is one of the better series as far as Marvel products that they've put out for TV.
This is their best series, in my opinion.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not ready to say that. I like it a lot. It's better than. It's not. I don't see. I really enjoyed Moon Knight.
I think really it's better than Moon Knight. I would say, what was the first one they ever did? WandaVision.
Yeah,
I think it's there.
WandaVision was good.
and X-Men 97 are probably the best two series. Then Moon Knight.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I'm not angry.
WandaVision
about it.
Was like, what is this? And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree 100%. What other, like, I'm just trying to think of real quick Marvel products, new Marvel products. It was better than the Arrow series.
The what series?
Arrow. Is it Arrow?
Arrow?
No. Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yeah, definitely better than Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Better than Echo. Better than.
See, I haven't watched Echo yet.
Echo's.
Okay.
It's solid. I think it leaves a lot. It seems very small. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's a very niche storyline. And I think ultimately they're doing that until they can get the Daredevil thing back because it features Daredevil a little bit. And it features.
Kingpin
features where did they start? Punisher to an extent. They want to get into, I think it's like trying to lean in by time till they can get all those series from, was it Sony or who had them?
Well, they still have, they got everything from Netflix. Daredevil was Netflix, Punisher Netflix, was Netflix. Yeah. But they've got all of those.
Yeah, but I'm saying they haven't developed anything since. So this is kind of buying time a little bit to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Keep it topical.
Right,
I guess. But definitely better than. I mean, Ms. Marvel was cool, but X-Men 97 is better.
Yeah, That's and you know, that's, I don't know if that's just them being lazy or what, but that's just kind of pathetic.
Well, I think it could be two things. It could, I don't think that's necessarily lazy. I just think that, look, not every superhero in the Marvel universe, because there's thousands of them, are top notch. It's just like, you know, like Ms. Marvel, cool little character, has a nice background and is involved in a much bigger picture of things, but on its own, just a little bit.
Maybe she doesn't need a movie. Yeah, it's okay to not give people movies.
And so I'm kind of thinking that they've kind of went out on limbs of smaller characters that just really don't have that big of a draw.
Well, maybe it's they saw the success of what's the
Netflix series?
No, they saw the success of Guardians of the Galaxy. They were never really.
They were kind of in between of a lot of things. So.
But they weren't major characters.
They're not.
They never were. And so maybe they saw the success of that and they're like, hey, they like these non-major characters. Let's just throw all of them at them. And then everybody was like, yeah, we want Iron Man. We want the major characters. We want Hulk. We want those people because we like them.
Yeah.
And I think they found that out. I think Black Panther really hit them in the face. Because
in what kind of way?
They hyped them up. They hyped it up so much and it didn't hit. It really did not hit. It just was not a good movie.
Well, even Black Panther, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, he's a part of a bigger picture.
Right.
But one on his own, I mean, there is a lot of uniqueness to it, obviously. But
the first movie was so good.
Yeah.
The first movie was so good. So why would you not? Oh, this is just hilarious. I'm sorry. Why would you not try to give it a second movie? Because that one was so big. Plus, you have to. I mean, whether you like it or not, you have to pay homage to the man that played him. I mean, he just passed away. You have to. You have to pay those respects. And I was fine with his sister becoming Black Panther. I didn't have a problem with that at all. It's just you have a good hero. She was a good Black Panther. I don't know if she still is or not. I don't know what they're going to do with that character.
Yeah.
And you have a good villain. Probably the best villain that got debuted through that whole process for sure. Of movies.
Definitely, but better than, I'm just trying to think of villains that have since Thanos. Like, that's kind of the issue too, I think, right now. There's not really this just like polarizing villain.
Right.
Like Thanos. There's definitely nobody that they've even mentioned that's never strong. Like, even Kingpin is, I mean, he's a pretty, that's probably is their biggest villain they've had since. Well, like, he's not really like, he's not Thanos level, though.
The one they did for Thor, they didn't do a...
Oh, man, they didn't do him justice dirty. At all.
At all. They didn't even try.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, what are we doing? And so Kingpin deserves the same coverage Thanos has.
Oh, my God. Kang. Actually, they have. They just didn't do it right. Kang was another one. He's a massive villain. But they didn't... I mean... Yeah, Kang, then probably Kingpin, and then mentioned that
I can't remember
Drax,
his name.
Not Drax. Drax is fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. what is his nickname? Like, what? What was it? Oh, well. But yeah, they definitely did him dirty. And that's what's so cool about the X-Men, because the X-Men has some grimy-ass villains. I mean, Magneto, Mr. Sinister, Apocalypse.
Omega Red.
Oh, and did you see that little flash of Omega Red? Oh, my God, I got so hyped.
I did, too. Because his Omega Red's name, this is, we're going, follow me here. Omega Red's name, his actual name, pops up in the prisoner directory in the second Deadpool. When they're in that prison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's been a lot of things hinting at Omega Red. You have to do him right. He's not.
They did him right in the first. In the first cartoons.
I'm not worried about the cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, if they do it live action, yeah, they would have to.
If they fuck up Omega Red, because you can easily fuck him up.
Yeah, just like they did the Apocalypse and the Uncanny, whatever those X-Men movies they had.
Exactly. That was so it's just one atrocious. Of those things where you have to be really, oh, this is too funny. You have to use this one. I'm sending it to you right now. It's so bad. It's hilarious. Oh, I love it. But it's just one of those things where don't do too much. Just
and that's what
do.
Yeah.
Do enough to where it's good.
And that's what I'm loving about the X-Men series too, that it's really, they're getting a lot of characters in without it being anything crazy. Like even just Flash of Omega Red and there'll be one you'll be excited about in this coming episode that you're like, oh shit. Cause morphs into somebody that you really like.
I have to watch Scott's daughter tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're going to the Wells Fargo golf tournament. It's here in Charlotte.
Oh, nice.
Quail Hollow. Yeah. And so I'm watching her until Lindsay gets off work, and I may try to get her to watch X-Men
97. Ooh. She's a little young, man.
I don't care.
Because there's some grimy shit in X-Men 97.
There is, but she doesn't know words, so I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, this one coming up is kind of
is it grimy.
There's a lot of action in it. Let's just say that.
I stand by what I said about Gambit. He is by no means my favorite character, or even anywhere near my favorite character. He's kind of one of those characters I've always been like, okay, cool. You know, I've never been like, oh, Gambit, he's awesome. He's no, not really. But the way he died,
yeah,
I'm like. That's how it's supposed to happen in a movie. That's not supposed to be in a cartoon.
Yeah.
But sure enough.
Yeah, that was one of the best. I mean, it sucks because I like Gambit. He's just such a unique character. And, like, he's instantly recognizable, you know, and he's not really, like, the biggest character he's a part of a big group, but he's not, like, I think you could probably get away with him on a one-on-one series, unlike some of the other characters I just mentioned. But otherwise, yeah, he's a very – it's good because he's not, like, always there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now I don't know how you go from here with him or – I think that's the other good thing about this series is that everything's possible. And so – and I really love that they have Cable heavily involved because he's one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost forgot that he's Cyclops and Jean, well, not Jean Grey, but the other Jean Grey's son.
Yeah. That's always.
And I was like, watching this like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Dude, it's awesome. It is so good with that.
That's what I would love to see. I bet we'll see more X-Factor coming up in the next few series.
Well, that's the rumor that there may be a X-Factor.
Because you're talking about
cartoon.
If you want to get sort of obscure Marvel groups that are really good and have some really unique characters, that's definitely it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I think they did feature one person in that in one of the earlier episodes for like 5 seconds. But
well, they've done multiple like X-Faction characters.
Yeah.
X-Force, X-Factor.
Yeah, Forges in this.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. But, well,
it's really good. But
all the time I got, Richard.
Yeah. Well,
we didn't think we were going to have anything to talk about.
We thought we maybe get 30 minutes in.
Yeah, we did 30 minutes of Nashville golf.
You're welcome, our audience listeners.
Dude, it's great. I'm happy to be back in it. But yeah, it's a fun episode. Sorry again about this week. It's just.
Yeah.
It's very rare when all three of us kind of catch a vortex of hell of a week. And I don't know, Kenny probably came unscathed. He didn't really complain that much. So
yeah,
he's probably,
you can tell, right. Like just a little insight to the people that are listening. Like you can tell that we have busy weeks. Cause normally we're pretty good at firing off like stuff in our chat or sharing stuff on like sharing reels and like laughing at dumb shit.
Nothing.
It's been like ghost on dude. That because we hadn't had time to even like, had that free time. It's like I know that I've came in, I've worked some a little bit harder and later this week, and I've been just coming in and like hanging out with the kids, eat dinner, put them to bed, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna watch a little TV, and then I'm in bed, and it's like unusual for me,
dude. It's crazy.
But anyways, we'll see y'all next week. Should be back on track next week. Talk to y'all then. Appreciate y'all listening. See ya.
Later.